President Bush and Congress are still at odds over what to do about Mexican trucks. The North American Free Trade Agreement required that trucks from Mexico be allowed to deliver goods anywhere in the United States by January 2000. But the Clinton administration balked, citing safety concerns. Now the Bush administration faces an end-of-the-year deadline, and President Bush says it's time for the U.S. to live up to its treaty commitments. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Here's the vision many Americans have of what would happen if President Bush succeeds and opens up the country to Mexican trucks. A stream of aging Mexican 18-wheelers, some with failing brakes, flowing up from the south at 70 miles an hour. Wild-eyed Mexican truck drivers let loose at last. But specialists who follow the trucking industry say that even if the moratorium is lifted, that's not how it would play out. Martin Rojas is the director of cross-border operations at the American Trucking Association, and he says the flow of Mexican trucks would start as a trickle.
I think a critical thing to keep in mind is that once you implement NAFTA's trucking provisions, this is not going to be an overnight thing. You know, it's going to take years for this thing to process. There's not going to be somebody waving a green flag down at the border and saying, gentlemen, get your engines running and open up the border, and then all the trucks come flooding through. I mean, that just is not going to happen.
Rojas says that it will be Mexico's more sophisticated trucking firms that will first venture into America's Southwest and California, and that it will take time for most companies to pass inspections and receive Department of Transportation certification. The question of whether Congress will agree to lift the Mexican trucking moratorium is still very much in doubt. But both Mexican and American trucking operators say they are keenly interested in cross-border business if Congress will give the green light. For example, Estafeta Mexicana is Mexico's largest courier with 1,500 trucks and a small fleet of 737s. It has the ability to deliver overnight to many small towns and villages in Mexico where American couriers don't go. And they have millions of potential customers waiting for them in the United States. But because the U.S. won't let Mexican trucks leave the border, Estafeta can't get to those customers. Christian Bruns is in charge of border operations for Estafeta.
Our main problem is that companies like UPS, FedEx, and DHL from the United States, they are treated in Mexico as a national company, and they are allowed to transport their parcels in Mexico. We, as a Mexican company, our U.S. subsidiary, is not allowed to do transportation in the U.S., and we think that this is a very unfair situation.
If Mexican trucks are allowed on U.S. highways, Estafeta will start out in Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, and grow outward from there. Bruns says that Estafeta's overnight service is every bit as sophisticated as its American counterparts.
If you just go on our homepage, you can see that we have the same kind of service that they have in the United States. Our IT systems are very much advanced, and we can compete 100% with these companies.
And Estafeta officials are offended by American characterizations of the Mexican trucks and drivers that would be coming across the border. Brune says they and most of the other Mexican trucking companies that would operate in the U.S. will buy new trucks for those routes and put their best drivers on them. With what they see as the condescending tone of the debate in Washington, it's become a matter of pride.
We would get our top drivers to drive in the United States. We would educate them, we would make sure that they are bilingual, and we will make sure that they are trained on U.S. driving practices, and we would make sure to have the right insurance and the newest trucks and the newest technology.
And Bruns says the number of Mexican trucks on American freeways will be extremely small compared to the overall, about 1 in 20,000 trucks. But talk to the CEOs of America's largest trucking firms, and you'll get a different take on opening up the Mexican border. Right? Well, no. Don Schneider is the president of Schneider National, America's largest long-haul trucking operation. With more than 12,000 tractors and 44,000 trailers, Schneider covers the country and also does good business in Canada.
In Canada, we can cross the border with the kind of customs clearances up there in a matter of 30 seconds. You send the information ahead, and then our trucks roll in there, and it works out very well.
But unlike Canada, Schneider can't take his trucks into the Mexican interior. Instead, he takes his shipments to a depot at the border, where they are then taken by a second truck to a depot on the Mexican side, then shipped into the interior by a Mexican company.
Down there, it is a paperwork nightmare. It has nothing to do with safety of trucks running back and forth. It just has to do with the inefficiency at the border.
Snyder wants this to stop. He wants to compete with Mexican trucking companies on his and their turf, and he says his company will use its satellite communication and tracking system to its advantage when competing for business south of the border. And he's not worried about unsafe Mexican trucks either. Snyder says that the Department of Transportation keeps close watch on his company's safety record, and he expects it will monitor Mexican firms the same way.
I am not for unsafe vehicles, but on the other hand, we can make sure that those vehicles are safe, or that the carriers that are operating them are qualified, just as we are in the United States.
It's clear that trucking operators on both sides of the border see an opportunity to expand and make money if American politicians will allow it. Christian Bruns of Estafeta Mexicana says his company is proceeding as if the NAFTA provisions will be implemented.
We would be ready the next day. If we count on the Bush administration to have everything ready for the beginning of next year, 1st of January 2002, and then we will cross our first truck that day into the U.S.
President Bush and his NAFTA allies have their political work cut out for them. The Senate passed a bill that would likely delay implementation of the NAFTA trucking provisions. The House of Representatives took an even stronger stand and voted to block all Mexican trucking from operating in the United States. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.